Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. And folks, we remind you that the 101 applies to so much more than our address. If it's community development 101, come to the chamber. Marketing 101, come to the chamber. Economic development 101, your Siouxland Chamber of Commerce has the answers, and we continue to attempt to be a resource to our community. And our guest today is going to speak to that specifically and the length of time that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce has been serving in such a capacity in this region. And our guest is Heidi Ranking. Heidi is the Director of Investor Relations for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, no stranger to these airwaves. Heidi, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Aren't you glad to have me as your guest this morning?
I'm thrilled to have you as our guest because we're talking about something that we only speak about on the rarest of occasions. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce has hit a milestone that only a handful of businesses ever reach, and even fewer in our tri-state area. Tell us about what that milestone is.
Can you believe we're turning 150? We look great for our age.
Yes, that's exactly right. We look great for our age. 150 years. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. It's a remarkable run. And for those who may not know, this coming Friday, December 9th, which also happens to be my father's birthday, so happy birthday to my dad. It's also happy birthday to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. The organization was founded on December 9th of 1872. Am I correct?
You are correct. And I had the pleasure of working with the folks over at the Sioux City Public Library and the Sioux City Public Museum a few years ago. Many of you know that we renovated this building a few years ago. When we moved in, we were kind of preparing for that big party. And Barbara and you came to me and said, can you find some info out on the history of the chamber? And you kind of think you know a little bit about it. But when you started digging into it, it's fascinating. And I've gone back a couple of times to review the information that the folks at the museum helped me dig up. And can you believe our very first office was a wagon shop? And it was owned by Joseph Trudell.
You learn something every day.
You learn something new every day.
And was our name the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at the very beginning?
It was the Sioux City Chamber of Commerce to begin with. And of course, evolution, things change. We became the Sioux City Jobbers and Manufacturers Association.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. Folks, we started as the Sioux City Chamber of Commerce. Now, of course, today we're the Siouxland. We represent the Tri-State Metro. But 150 years ago, we started as the Sioux City Chamber of Commerce, and then it evolved into the Jobbers.
We were the Jobbers and Manufacturers Association. That was in 1885.
That's awesome. So
that's awesome.
So we made it a little over a dozen years.
We made it a dozen years. And then in 1892, we became the Manufacturers Association and Bureau of Information. Pretty close to the FBI.
It's kind of looking. Maybe we should get some hats made.
Mm-hmm. Then we changed to the Sioux City Commercial Association. And then back to the Sioux City Chamber of Commerce. And of course, now we are the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
It's quite a history. And although I'm fascinated by so much of it, none of it, I think, supersedes the fact that the organization can draw a distinct line to its founding on December 9th, 150 years ago.
150 years ago. And the story goes, according to the Sioux City Spirit of Progress, and that was published in 1921, it was on November 21st, 1872, there was a public meeting called by Mayor Kingsnorth at that time, and he wanted to form a citizens association. And they wanted this to be a community where manufacturers were urged to come here and start businesses. And they said, we need a group of business owners to come together. And that's how everything got started. A month later, 213 business owners signed a petition to start the first Sioux City Chamber of Commerce. It says it represented most of the businesses here at that time. And they wanted a place where they could always come together to build this community, share what makes a community grow, help each other through all the tough things, and we're still here doing that today.
Sounds remarkably similar.
It sounds remarkably
similar. To exactly similar. What we're doing 150 years later. So to the individuals that set up the initial charter, congratulations, because here we are a century and a half later executing largely the same mission. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio. We're 1360 on your AM dial and 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest today is Heidi Ranking, who serves as the Director of Investor Relations at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She also wears a research hat and has spent a considerable amount of time working with our friends at the Sioux City Public Museum. And I think a lot of people don't realize that we really do have some incredible external resources associated with the Sioux City Public Museum that help find this history. And not only did you learn the history, but you have actual newspaper articles to back it up.
The folks over at the museum, and I think it's the same no matter where you live, we're our worst tourists, right? We forget what's even available right here in this community. And if you're listening to this, you need to take your families around the holidays, go down to the museum, find out all the history. Right now, I know they have a phenomenal Knoefler Chevrolet display, and that company just celebrated a huge anniversary. But the knowledge that's here and the things that you can learn about your own community, it really makes you proud to live here.
You know, I have this conversation frequently with my children, Heidi, and you've heard me say this before. My wife is from suburban Chicago, and so when we visit Chicago, there might be a Cubs game or a concert or a visit to the Field Museum or the aquarium. And when we're back in Siouxland, those are things, those are amenities that, mm-hmm. that we may not have here. And so I say to my children, hey, I realize, you know, there are a fair number of things that we don't have here in Siouxland, but never forget mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that we don't have in Siouxland. And what I mean by that is when you talk about the major metros, yes, they may have a little broader access to professional sports and to some larger scale museums and art museums and aquariums and some of those types of things. But with that comes cost of living and commute and congestion and oftentimes crime and so many things that we don't have to deal with on a daily basis. And we're very blessed to call this community home.
I just had somebody email me the other day and say, hey, I'm looking for a unique Christmas gift or holiday gift for somebody in your area. Kind of doing some Googling, doesn't look like you guys have a lot going on, you know, in that area. Could you give me a couple of ideas? And one of my favorite things I've created here is my What to Do in Sioux list. And I have a 4-page list of things in this community that people don't know about. And I started listing off some things by phone. And this person was like, well, I didn't know you had that. And well, the internet doesn't tell me you have that. And I said, well, that's why we're here.
Yeah, well, good for you. And I love that name. What to Do in Sioux, very aptly and very cleverly named. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Heidi Ranking. We're talking about the upcoming 150th birthday, also known as the 150th anniversary of the founding of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. It took place on December 9th, 1872. Folks, you look back 150 years, and oftentimes when you do these kinds of anniversaries, you say, well, how much was a house? How much was a car? How much was a gallon of gas? Well, in 1872, we didn't have cars and we didn't have a gallon of gas. That's how old this organization is. And there are very few in the community that have a longer tenure of being a business enterprise and consistently having their doors open than the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Well, speaking of doors, I mentioned that our first office was the Wagon Shop. But in 1885, there was a movement started to create a new opera house. And our second home was the Peavey Grand Opera House, which was one of the finest in the United States at the time, right here in Sioux City.
It is the photographs and the painting. Our friend Mr. Sissel did an extraordinary painting of the Peavey Grand Opera House a number of years ago. If you haven't seen it, it has somewhat been immortalized on this year's Chamber of Commerce investors packet and plaque. With horse-drawn carriages in front of the opera house, with gas-lit light posts lining the street corners. It's really quite beautiful.
It was built in 1887. It was five stories high, and I do have the cost of how much it was for the final cost to build the PV Grand Opera House.
This ought to be great.
$148,000 for a five-story building in 1887.
Which was state-of-the-art and magnificent in every conceivable way in 1872. Again, a magnificent opera house. Do you know what happened to that opera house?
Did it burn?
I believe it did.
I believe it. I didn't have enough time to check into what happened there, but.
But that was one of the initial homes of the Chamber of Commerce in this community. And as I mentioned a moment ago, reflected on this year's investor plaque is a superimposed image of the PV Grand Opera House as our home, along with our contemporary home, which was renovated just 3 years ago at this time of year. We had the grand opening for the new Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices, again, located at 101 Pierce Street. Quite a stark contrast between those
Absolutely.
Two facilities. Mm-hmm. And the goal, of course, in the renovation of the chamber was to make the building, which was built in the 1960s, look more contemporary, look more progressive, reflect the vitality and vibrance of our community, and hats off to Nathan Kelleher and his team, because they really did a wonderful job. Lots of compliments on the new building.
And I think a big thanks to Lance Morgan, who kind of pushed that through, right? The building was fine, but he always referred to us as the Brady Bunch basement. And now I think we're kind of the cool kid on the block.
Yeah. Credit to Lance Morgan, and a shout out to Lance. He chaired the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And when Barbara Sloniker, our executive vice president, and President Chris McGowan said, it's perfectly adequate. It could be so much better, but it's perfectly adequate to meet our needs. Lance said, no, it's not good enough. And it was his leadership that drove that through both the board of directors at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, as well as the board of directors at the Siouxland Initiative, because of course, both organizations are housed here, as well as the Siouxland Chamber Foundation. Folks, we'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where we're talking specifically about the 150th birthday of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. The Siouxland Chamber will be hosting an open house coming up this Friday afternoon from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 6 p.m. Our partners and friends at Powell Broadcasting will be participating extensively, and we'll talk more about that with our guest Heidi Ranking, the Director of Investor Relations at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Lots of big college football games today. I think this is conference championship weekend, which all leads up to a really big weekend a week from now, and that's the oldest rivalry, the most intense rivalry in college football. Do you know what it is?
Is it Army-Navy?
Absolutely. Good
Go
for
Army,
you.
Go Army-Navy.
No. You have that completely backwards.
I thought I had it right. I have a nephew in the Army, so.
No.
Beat Navy.
You have a professional colleague who has children in the Navy. It's Go Navy, Beat Army.
We'll see.
So, folks, I will say, put that one on your bucket list. Getting out to see the Army-Navy game is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if you can't get out there, certainly turn on the television a week from today and cheer on the young men who play football for Army and Navy, because it is a fantastic event. And I think it's best characterized by someone who said it's the only football game played in the United States where every player on the field is willing to give their life for every fan watching the game. And that characterizes the commitment of those young men and women. Our subject today, on Grow Siouxland is the 150th anniversary, also known as the 150th birthday of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Heidi, just before the commercial break, we touched upon when that celebration will begin and the hours upon or within which it will take place. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen.
Well, the carnival will start. I'm just kidding. We're going to have a great party here at the Chamber, 101 Pier Street, from 3 to 6 Friday afternoon. And we have quite a few Chamber members that maybe haven't even seen the inside of this great building. So if you're a Chamber member, we want you to stop down. We want you to meet all the staff. Maybe you haven't ever met in person. We want you to have a drink and some food and help us celebrate 150 years of serving this business community.
And where is that food and drink coming from?
Oh my gosh, we have so many.
It's Chamber members. It's across the board Chamber members.
Absolutely. It is across the board
Chamber
members.
And they're so good. Folks, here's the reality. And forgive me for this brief aside, but prior to returning after graduate school, I grew up in this community, left to go to college, serve in the armed forces, went to graduate school. But upon returning home, I was reminded of something that I had missed in the 15 years that I lived throughout the country. And Heidi, perhaps like you, I lived, worked, served in the military, or went to school all over this country. I've got Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Colorado, Texas, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan. I'm missing a couple. We have the best food in the country, and there's a reason we're a food processing mecca. Think about all the gigantic food employers, you know, from Jolly Time Popcorn to Wells Blue Bunny to Subi Honey, Tyson, Empirical Foods, Interbake, now known as Hearthside, Coated Kernels. We produce so much food here, mm-hmm. but the quality of the food, and specifically the quality of pizza, we have the best food in the country here. People don't always realize that, and much of this will be here for our celebration.
Well, and I don't want to forget anybody because we're going to have a ton of food.
Yeah, there's a lot of vendors bringing food and drink.
A lot of vendors, and then a lot of behind the scenes. So we have Chef Jen with Dashing Dinners, who uses a lot of those local ingredients in what she does. But we're going to have
and it was Chef Jen who taught me the term charcuterie board.
You did. See, you
I'm can learning.
Learn. You can learn.
Mm-hmm. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
People say we don't have fun breweries here. Well, Mardo, Jackson Street, we're going to have some of their drinks here. Oh, you don't have a winery here. Well, we do have Oscar Carl Vineyard, so we're going to have some Oscar Carl wine. One of the best in town, Aggies. We have those little bacon-wrapped, anything, please.
Kathy Bishop and her team do such a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. And of course, Kathy serves on our board of directors. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to feature local food items. Mm-hmm. And as Heidi said, a lot of food and drink. What time? What's the date? And what are the times?
It is this Friday, December 9th from 3 to 6, right here at the Chamber, 101 Pierce.
And in addition to that, we're going to be hitting the airwaves pretty hard that day.
We are. We have to rest up. We're going to have KSEJ Open Line. Charlie Stone's going to be here from 8 to 11. From 11 to 1, KSU's going to be here. And from 5 to 6, Mr. Mark Hahn, one of our Green Coat Ambassadors, KSEJ Open Line.
So we are so grateful to Denny Bullock, to Justin Barker, and to the entire team at Powell Broadcasting, because we have enjoyed a long-term relationship. Heidi, you did a little homework. 95 years as a Chamber member.
95 years. And I'd like to say that's the longest, but 95, that's pretty impressive. Thank you, everybody at Powell.
But it's not in the top 10, is it?
It is not. We have 11 members that have been with us 122 years.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
And mm-hmm. and they've probably been there longer. We just don't have the records from 1872 with the Sioux City Chamber and the jobbers and manufacturers and maybe some of it burned in the fire at mm-hmm. the Grand Peavey Opera House.
The accounting records have changed over the years, but
we can certify 11 members have been with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce or our preceding organizations for a total of 122 years.
Yes, 122 years. And the oldest member that we have on record will also be featured here at our open house.
And there may be some trivia involved with this,
there could
I understand.
Be. So I better, should I wait?
Probably.
I'm going to wait.
We should probably hold off on that. And so, again, Charlie Stone and Open Line broadcasting live on Friday, December 9th from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. from the offices at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
A.M.
Did I say p.m.? I apologize. Thank you for checking me. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Charlie Stone on Open Line. Then Tony Michaels on KSU 105.7 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now I got the a.m. and p.m. correct. And then from 5 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., our good friend and chamber ambassador, Mark Hahn, will join us with his program, Drive Time Live.
It's going to be fun.
There's an awful lot going on. And I would be remiss if I didn't also mention that Denny Bullock is a chamber ambassador emeritus, meaning that he's been an ambassador for more than 25 years.
That is correct. And when he served as the board chair, I was an ambassador and served as the ambassador chair during his tenure.
So there's a lot of ties to our friends at Powell Broadcasting. So shout out to Dennis Bullock, both a chamber ambassador in an emeritus capacity, a past chair of our board of directors. He likes to joke that he was the first kid to come from the wrong side of the tracks to chair the chamber organization. So well done, Denny, and thanks. And we look forward to having Powell Broadcasting here throughout the day on Friday, December 9th for our 150th birthday. But in addition to food, in addition to drink, there are going to be an awful lot of people here who have played indispensable and instrumental roles in the viability and longevity of this organization. One of them, Debbie Durham. Debbie is now the director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. She expects us to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Of course, she works in Des Moines and commutes home every weekend. And we look forward to seeing Debbie and so many of our other friends.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. Join us Friday night, 3 to 6.
So Friday, we begin at 8 o'clock in the morning on this very radio station, KSEJ, until 11 a.m., 8 to 11 with Charlie Stone. Then we're going to jump over to KSU on 105.7 with Tony Michaels from 11 to 1. And the festivities really begin in earnest 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pierce Street. We'll be here till 6. We hope you'll join us. And Mark Hahn will be live from 5 to 6 on Drive Time Live.
All chamber members, welcome. Please join us.
We'll look forward to seeing you then. Folks, go out and make it a great weekend.